This is Magic, that's M-A-J-I-C, coming at you via the AboveTopSecret.com member podcast network. The topic of this pod thread is Project Serpo, Revelation or Hoax? And this story just keeps getting better. Thanks to Mr. and Mrs. Heretic for weighing in. While it might be somewhat less interesting for me to just say ditto like a Limbaugh fan, ditto. The joy of skepticism comes from the liberation of not needing to believe anything. My investment in this story consists of my curiosity about how it's going to turn out. Whichever way it turns out, I'm okay with it. I'm also okay with continuing not to know. God knows there's enough of that going around already. Looking at how the Serpo thread is moving along now, which is titled Project Serpo, Postings by Anonymous, Breaking News, in the ATS Aliens and UFOs Forum, and its thread number 185069. Looking through this thread, I feel like a sportscaster podcasting. And up steps Chapman with a debunk toss out of left field. He gets an assist from Serpian Surfer, but whoa, there's a flag down on the field. It looks like the refs have ejected both of them from the game. Bill Ryan steps up to the plate and sends a fly over center field, but Val Hall is running in for the catch. And the crowd goes wild. Just looking at the thread at the time of this podcast, and this thread is changing faster than I can talk, let alone podcast, I'm finding the tension between Bill Ryan and Val Hall to be intriguing. Val is asking some reasonable questions about Bill's interaction behind the scenes with certain members. What did he know about Chapman, and when did he know it? If he was concerned and was talking to other members about it, why didn't he share this publicly? I can think of a few reasons why, but, so Val's basically calling Bill Ryan out on, what's going on behind all the scenes. Where is disclosure ending and secrecy beginning? Reasonable question. Val, go get him. And Bill, I'm an observer in all this, and I think Mr. Heretic made a good point. Extraordinary claims require extraordinary proof. And I realize that Bill Ryan, and Bill, I guess I'm talking up, well, hey, Bill, if you ever hear this, word up. Bill Ryan's presenting this as a messenger. So, of course, we can take shots at the messenger and everything, but I think that regardless of what his role might actually be, the most gainful course is to examine the information he's presenting. Just examine that. It's reasonable to look into Bill Ryan and what he's doing and everything like that. It's reasonable to investigate the messenger. But at the same time, I think that it might be ill-advised to get too wrapped up in all that. I mean, look at all the stuff that's coming out. Is he on the enemy's list? Oh, what about the Scientology connection? Man, this is turning into a soap opera. Becoming more of one, I guess, is probably closer to the mark. But, Bill Ryan on the Church of Scientology enemies list, the whole Ron's org deal. Folks, there is some really fun stuff in here. And now, of course, the latest revelation, allegedly came from Los Alamos National Laboratories. It says about 80% of this info is fact. The remaining 20% is fiction. The U.S. Gov is in the process of releasing info on alien contact. This is the first step. Well, is it? There's quite a few claims being made here. And obviously there are, there's camps that are forming. And from the standpoint of the whole, spectacle itself, I'm finding it fascinating. Anyway, my advice to anyone that's listening to this, and of course, make up your own mind, but my advice is to avoid getting pulled in any one particular direction too easily, because that's how you get manipulated. I think that the best course of action is, keep your options open. You don't have to drink the Kool-Aid. You don't have to fall in line or get on a ship. I see this whole jump ship who needs to be on a ship here? This is a discussion and a discussion of some rather wild stuff. I see no reason why people need to become religious about it. But then again, I also understand why people tend to become religious about it, and that's a whole other story. Anyway, I'm going to keep following this. This is fascinating, and I hope my fellow members are, if nothing else, enjoying the spirit and vigor of the discussion about Project Serpo. Is it a revelation or is it a hoax? Tune in next time for another gripping episode of As the Serpo Turns.